Hello, and welcome to the Eve Reader Podcast. My name is Zendane, and this is episode 36, The Prophecies of Macapper. A century ago, a Galentian astrologer named Domela Macapper prophesied the end of the world in a book called The Seven Events of the Apocalypse. Considered a hack and a nutcase by her contemporaries, the book was largely ignored outside the small circle of her cult following. A short while later, Macapper died, and her cult died with her as her followers dwindled rapidly. The book describes seven calamities that will befall the world, culminating in the return of the dark light from the heart of the mother, as Macapper described it. The book is written in a stylized prose, and even if the general course of events can be followed, any detailed information is lacking. It can be deduced that the calamities will occur within a space of a few months or years at most, but when or where this will happen is not mentioned, decreasing the credibility of the prophecy as a whole. For decades, the seven events of the apocalypse has been all but forgotten by everyone except a handful of scholars. But latterly, the eyes of the world have increasingly turned towards this old tome for explanations. A series of strange natural occurrences around the world seem oddly familiar to the first calamitous events described in Macapper's prophecy a century ago. Although few believe that the actual end of the world is near, people are still wary, and extensive studies are being carried out into the prophecy and other surviving Macapper texts for more clues on what the future holds for the world of Eve. The first event in Macapper's prophecy she described as the cosmetic kiss of the comets, and this is exactly what happened in a remote Caldari system almost a year ago when two large comets collided head-on. The clash occurred within the boundaries of the solar system, but not close enough to any of the planets to cause any drastic effects. Debris from the comets disturbed space traffic for a while, but that was all. Although a very rare event, the comet collision was not connected to the prophecy at that time. The second event occurred a few months later when the planet Fricourt in the Galente Federation was literally flooded with rains that lasted for weeks. Scientists could easily explain this by citing shifts in the weather patterns in the upper atmosphere, and it wasn't until a diligent astrology student pointed out the similarities between this downpour and the second event of Macapper's prophecy that people began taking notice. The third calamity is described by Macapper as being a roaring stone that silences the world. A week ago, a huge asteroid entered the atmosphere of the Amarian planet Rumida at a low angle. It cut across the surface of the planet for hundreds of kilometers with a thunderous roar before finally slamming into the ocean. In its wake lay the ruins of thousands of homes, destroyed by the powerful shockwaves created by the asteroid, the shockwaves plowing the Earth along a path several kilometers wide. Casualties numbered a few thousand. Fortunately, the asteroid's impact wasn't close to settled territories. However, Macapper's prophecy came true in a very striking manner. Dozens of thousands were left deaf by the meteor, as the sound wave streaming around it had exploded the eardrums of people many kilometers away from the meteor. The roaring stone had silenced the world for all those people, and the name of Domela Macapper became renowned throughout the world. Four more events are to take place according to the prophecy, and speculations about their nature abound. Many claim expertise in the prophecies, but none can inform us with any certainty about what is to transpire. The fourth event is described by Macapper as the appetite of nothing expands over the world. The fifth is described as the little brother makes the final sorrowful steps home. He is not welcome. The sixth is described as what was many now becomes one when one becomes four. The seventh is mentioned above. What this means is for anyone to guess, but the majority of people agree that Macapper's prophecy has put the fate of humans into perspective for the public, and the next few months or years should be interesting indeed to watch. This concludes today's reading of Episode 36, The Prophecies of Macapper. Thank you for listening. If you are interested in learning more about the rich history of the Eve universe, please visit the Eve Chronicles site at community.eveonline.com/background/POTW. Copyright information regarding the Chronicles in this podcast may be found at evereader.org/copyright.html. No permadocked war targets were harmed during the making of this show.